honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we like to keep up to date with the latest in natural health news. So we've got the fantastic Robin O'Brien back on the show. Her book is The Unhealthy Truth, and she's been called the Foods Erin Brockovich by the New York Times. Sorry. Hello, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm good. I need to learn, you know, with my phone, there's a certain way to turn it on and a certain way to turn it off. And apparently my brain got confused, but it's great to have you back. Tell us what's going on in the world of health news.
Well, you know, the landscape is changing really fast right now. And I think, you know, where maybe 5 or 6 years ago, people still wanted to pretend that these weren't issues and pretend that, you know, people that were calling for change in the food system we're just kind of on the fringe. The movement has moved absolutely mainstream. And, you know, unfortunately, that is largely a result of the conditions that we're seeing in the health of our loved ones. You know, whether you're talking about Alzheimer's or allergies or diabetes or cancer, these conditions are touching our families, they're touching everybody that we mm-hmm. love. And it is really creating what I call a food awakening, where people are waking up to what actually is in our food. And, you know, we may not have wanted to necessarily wake up, but suddenly when you have a kid with allergies or maybe someone you love has been diagnosed with cancer, you suddenly start paying attention to something that you might not have paid attention to. And it's been fascinating because, you know, before I think, you know, there was really a market for the organic industry. And what we're seeing today now is, you know, Target and Kroger and Safeway and all of these mainstream huge brands are starting to wake up to and say, you know what, consumer really wants these products and they're there to meet us.
You know, I love what you're saying, Robin, and I know you do so much work behind the scenes, and I would love you, you know, whatever you are able to share with us and give you credit, really, for what you've done and the amazing work that you've done. Is there anything you could share with us that, you know, that's not top secret that you've been involved with in terms of, you know, making some of these changes?
Well, you know, I mean, it is. My work has been a lightning rod, and, you know, when I began it in 2006 and was really looking into genetically engineered foods and how little long-term research we had, the concerns around the allergenicity issue, you know, out of organizations around the world. You know, when I started to talk about it, I mean, there definitely were people that would look at me like I had three heads, you know, but it was really, you were starting a conversation that, you know, really had not been had yet here in the United States, despite the fact that around the world, people were already talking about this. But it was something that I couldn't unlearn, and I had to talk about it. And, you know, really, I come out of a very conservative family, and it was that realization that the most conservative thing any of us could be doing would be to protect our health. And that, you know, if you're going to take personal responsibility for your health every day, you have to know how the food is being produced, what's going into it, you know, how the standards vary, and then you can make an informed choice. And so, you know, with that background combined with the fact that I was an equity analyst that covered the food industry, I absolutely understand the business model that these guys are stuck in. And their obligation to meet shareholder return, you know, drive that quarterly earnings number. And I understand the pressure that comes with that. And, you know, in the beginning, I mean, there were definitely a lot of people that wanted to say a lot of nasty things about my work. But what was fascinating was that once anybody got me on the phone or got me in front of any of their employees, you know, they realized that I had so much compassion and such an understanding for the fact that all of us have inherited this broken system. And, you know, what I basically say is, you know, the 20th century food that we all ate for decades, it just doesn't work anymore for 21st century families. And let's not spend any time looking back and blaming. Let's look forward and figure out where are the opportunities to fix this and create these solutions. And I think that approach by industry has really been welcomed. I will keep it confidential who the companies are because there are such incredible forces out there that, you know, really do try to sort of almost punish people that, you know, collaborate with those that are beginning to make the change. But, you know, the thing I say to these companies at this point is, you know, if your consumer is moving in this direction, it's your obligation as an executive to your shareholders to meet her where she stands, which is any mom in the grocery store today is now standing in the aisle reading these labels, and it's because she's got a kid with diabetes or obesity or allergies or maybe autism or asthma. You know, does she want to be standing there reading the labels? No. Life was a lot simpler when we didn't have all these conditions we had to deal with.
Exactly.
But the fact of the matter is she is standing in that aisle reading those labels, and the companies that are saying, okay, we're gonna be brave, we're going to step up, we're going to be totally transparent, we know we're not perfect, we're going to dump what we can right now, we're going to, you know, kind of set these goals to move towards these bigger items, you know, in the future. Those brands are gaining loyalty from her in amazing ways, you know. And when you really look at it as a relationship that we have with these companies, and especially our generation, I mean, we've known these brands for 30 or 40 years. You know, we grew up on them. And we don't necessarily want to trash them. You know, we don't necessarily want to break up with them. We want them to grow up with us. And that just means that they change too. You know, as we are being forced to change on this changing landscape of health, we want those companies to change too. And so, you know, I think the brands that get that, you know, you, for example, like Target, Kroger, they're rolling out these big private label brands, you know. And are they perfect? No, they're not perfect. It's still, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done. But it's that recognition that we can do better, and it really, I think, is a great opportunity for all of us to do it together.
Well, it's nice to know that some companies are willing to go in the right direction. And like you said, they're still not going to be perfect. And I think we actually do need to know what those companies are. I mean, not going against, you know, saying something that, you know, we shouldn't know, but I think they need to put themselves out there and say, look what we're doing. We're making these changes so more people can back them. They can get more supporters. They can make more sales. And then the other companies who are reluctant to make changes, maybe they'll be inspired. I mean, do you think that can happen as well, Robin?
You know, I mean, the thing I'm hearing from these companies inside is that, you know, they really are concerned about their boards of directors. That's who they have to answer to. And, you know, it's fascinating as one sort of dips a toe in the water like Cheerios did, you know, with the fact they're going to remove sort of these peripheral ingredients in the GMOs that were contained inside. You know, they got a ton of press around it. They didn't really follow through in any type of marketing way, and now they're claiming it didn't make a difference. Well, it doesn't make a difference if you don't follow through. You know, but if you really could educate the consumer on being, you know, a brand that is listening, there is an enormous follow-through. And I think a great example of that is Chipotle. They have really stepped into this in a very strong leadership position and said, you know what, we're going to own it. We're going to be totally transparent. You know, I have spent a lot of time with them. And, you know, they're basically saying, how do we keep improving on this? You know, how do we, you know, first thing we do is we get the antibiotics out of the meat and dairy where we can. We get the growth hormones out. You know, we're going to label the GMOs, and we're working towards a solution to get those out of the oils and things that they use in the restaurants. You know, and they're taking it a step further. I mean, now they're going to be one of the first companies that's really looking to getting the livestock feed switched over to a non-GMO, you know, livestock feed, because, I mean, these poor animals are just pumping all these crops into them that are registered by the EPA as a pesticide. You know, I mean, nobody wants to feed that to their kid, and I'm sure if the cow had a choice, cow probably wouldn't want it either. And so, you know, Chipotle, I think, is a great example of a brand that really is in step with this 21st century consumer, and the fact that we just want to get this junk out, you know. And as we're in that process, we're gonna keep you informed as to what we're doing. And I think that's a super smart thing to do as a business model, because then it helps you create that demand in the marketplace. It helps you communicate it to your own employees internally. It helps you communicate it to your investors. It helps you communicate it to your board of directors. You know, you create the movement so that you can follow through.
Well, Robin, you know, unfortunately we're out of time, and I'm so sad because we really could talk to you for another 20 minutes, but I appreciate you being on our show, and we'd love to have you back on. I hope you'll come back on.
Absolutely. I love you guys, and thanks so much for everything you're doing.
Thank you, Robin. If you'd like to learn more about Robin, you can visit her website at robinobryan.com. That's R-O-B-Y-N. And you can also follow her on Twitter at Unhealthy Truth. We do. I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.